Hello, and welcome to the Fireborn Inspirations Life Devotional Series, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, as she shares her perspective and wisdom on an array of life-changing experiences which are designed to inspire your heart while often making you laugh, think, and or chuckle. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Greetings and welcome to today's episode of Walking with an Apostle. My life devotional series, a storytelling of my life experiences with God, His Word, and His servant. Oh, beloveds, my subject today, the reason I'm bringing it to you is for anybody that has ever felt overlooked. Have you ever felt overlooked? You don't have to be in a big crowd to feel overlooked. You can be all by yourself and feel overlooked. But there is something about being overlooked that leaves a splinter in your heart. It leaves a part of you hurt, wounded. You need to know that God will never overlook you. God never overlooks you. Let that sink into your heart and your emotions and your spirit, because God, your creator, chose you and created you. Now, those of you that have been in Bible school or gone to a Bible study, everybody teaches that He created you. But you need to know He chose you. And if God chose you, how could you feel overlooked? God purposely picks and freely selects you, not based on the many things that you're going to do, but just because He loves you. He chose you. When God and His servant introduced me to this concept that God chose me, it was a sweet concept to a girl for most of her life believed that she was overlooked. Praise God, I was wrong. I was always chosen, and no one can overlook me because what is for me is for me. And this is a saying I heard the servant of God say early on in our relationship, what is for me is for me. And to me, it sounded like a jingle for a commercial. It didn't really mean anything to me because I didn't have any basis of understanding. But it stuck in me. And I kept saying, what does that mean? If it is for you, it is for you. Okay, maybe for you. But I never really applied it to myself. My lack of feeling chosen goes back to when my mother would say, I never really wanted children. Now, I'm here to tell you, she had 5. So for a woman that didn't want any, she was sorely disappointed. My brothers and sisters even tried to convince me that I was adopted. And when I went crying to my mother and I said, boo-hoo, they're saying I'm adopted, she looked at me with this look on her face like, do you really think after having two, I would go adopt one? Now, let me pause here to say, it was not that she didn't love us. She was just overwhelmed with life and the circumstances of life. She loved us dearly and didn't think that she said would ever hurt me or stay with me, but it did. The revelatory love lesson of being chosen by God is a central belief of His servant. The knowledge of that strong truth came from her intimate relationship with God and His scripture. He chose her before the foundation of the earth, and as she says, as hard as she tried to run from it, she could not escape it, because she was chosen. Then once embraced, He filled her with the revelation of being chosen. See, you can know a truth, but until you accept it, it doesn't fill you, it doesn't change you, it doesn't impact you. She teaches some choose, others are chosen, and then those that are surrendered to God choose to be chosen. By who? By God. Now think about that for a minute. He chose you. But you can choose to be chosen, which causes that revelation and understanding to be so much greater in you. And even more, at that point, you can give it to others. That's the power of being chosen. As Apostle and I were going down the road of ministry, we began to talk about how amazing it was that God chose her and I to do ministry together. If you've been listening to these podcasts, you know it was an unlikely pairing. She said, well, we both know we did not choose it, and we always laughed. That was the truth. He chose us to walk together in ministry for what she was called to do and what I was called to do. Because when you're chosen for a purpose, for a work, for a reason. Walking with the apostle is part of my purpose in God. He chose me to walk with his chosen because we both, at some point, said to the Lord, I want to be yours. If you have never taken that step and said to the Lord, Lord, I want to be yours. I want to choose to be chosen. That doesn't change the fact that you're already chosen, but it does give you that revelation because he will begin to grow in you in a place that enables you to give that assurance to others. Never forget that you are not and will not ever be overlooked by God. And he will choose you according to his will because you are his by your choosing. I'm going to leave you with Ephesians 1, 1 through 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Accordingly, he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestined us unto the adoption of the children of Jesus Christ to himself, accordingly to do good pleasure of his will. If you read that and bring it into you, you will know you can never be overlooked. You can never believe that God is overlooking you in any way. And if God accepts you, loves you, created you, chose you, does it really matter what man says? Until the next time, remember, we craft our life and legacy daily. Do it as it becometh you.
Did you enjoy that? Well, we thought you would. We also invite you to check out more resources from Jane Babbage by logging onto the website at www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram and Facebook. Until next time, we say thanks again for listening and encourage you to continue to craft your life and legacy daily as it becometh you. This program is produced by Creative Impact, LLC with all rights reserved.